opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. It is a Monday, March the 6th, 2016. We have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for listening at any time during the show. If you would like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. That's 866-510-9025. Then hit star, star. We'll see you in queue. And we'll definitely bring you up for your question or your comment. I always say that a monologue is better than a dialogue. Much, much more important. So let's have a dialogue today and every day here on Tando Radio Show, that the days that we have live broadcasting. Looking forward to it. Also, everyone continues to support Black Talk Radio Network. Very, very important that we do that in order to keep these, the programs that you have come to realize how important they are, come to it's your place where you get a lot of information and it's just become a real value in your overall life, in your everyday life. Everyone, let's continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You can very easily do that by giving financial donations to the network so that the network can continue to grow, bring you programming, stay on air, and do the things that you have come to appreciate. And I always say, don't always just eat the fruit. It's time that we all feed the roots. Make sure that you feed the tree that is feeding you so that it will be here. It's not just a one-way take or one-way street, okay? So Black Talk Radio Network, you could easily find it by going to its website, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there on the website, you will see in the far right-hand corner, you will see the donation icon that's right there. Just press it, and it will lead you into how you can give some of your financial energy for this network. Also, Black Talk Radio Network, as you now may know, or you may be new to this, Black Talk Radio Network has a social media network as well, known as BTR Community. And it is where you can engage in all of your social media activities there on BTR, BTR Community. You can also find it at www.btrcommunity. It's a great place for you to get away from the mainstream media outlets and get on an outlet that is not going to adversely affect you by having your overall postings, your overall comments, your overall just activities, social media-wise, and all your other friends is not going to be a form of data mining and is not going to be used as a deselector, dequalifier in so many different ways, which mainstream media has. They release that information to whomever they want to release it to. And I'm going to tell you, it's the corporations that they release it to. So there you go. Get off of that. Get into where you can post in a more sincere way, also with a more sincere organization, where this organization, BTR Community, will not share your information nor sell it to any bidder. So very, very important that you do that. Get on BTR. Getting BTR Community is the only place that I post, and you can post things that you think are relevant, post something that you, an event that you think needs to be highlighted and be given some exposure. You can post yourself, your business, anything that you would like, of course, within reason. Don't do some of the crazy stuff that social media does. It's really ridiculous, some of the stuff. So, but come on over to BTR Community. It's only $24 a year. And with that, you'll be able to promote yourself, your business, and your overall, whatever you think is relevant, man, without any having any adverse effects, and just grow. Collective prudence is going to be very, very important, especially in the coming future, because there's going to be information that you're going to need, and you're not going to really find it on mainstream media, because mainstream media is going to censor a lot of it. So come on over to BTR Community. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, real assets, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. And there you can check out what's in inventory. Then email wolf6pack1@gmail.com, and someone will get back with you. The overall, some of the things that's going to be posted inside of some of the new coins and rounds and things that are coming to Prosperity Mint. Probably by the end of this week is going to be sick. Some great, great stuff that you definitely want to engage in. It's going to be global. You're going to get opportunities from things that you would have never otherwise have been able to have opportunities with. And great, great way to protect your overall sovereignty and your self-determination by you having some assets. That's what really deems makes you to be able to engage off of your talents and not someone else's schedule of their overall business. So the corporate world will be tempered by you having real assets. So come on over to Prosperity Mint, check out what's there, and then definitely email and then order. Someone will get with you and to explain to you the overall buying process, to how to properly buy. And make sure you leave a name and a number. When you do that, please don't. It's very, very important. Leave a name and number so someone can call you or email you back. So very, very important. Okay. Also, what we have in coming up in events, a couple of events that's coming on. Coming up is March the 25th is coming up. Oops, let me fix this. March the 25th is coming up, and we're having the Family Business Private Wealth Seminar. That's going to be put on by the Volt Media Group. It's going to be $100 per for each person for $100. Excuse me, it's $200 per couple. It's the best way to put it. So the mistake isn't made. $200 per couple, $125 for single tickets. And you can RSVP with the Volt Media Group at and their email is hfrn.vault, Volt, like a bank vault, @gmail.com. You can send an email there. I know some of you reached out to me. Make sure that you get with them, and seats are filling up. So be a part of that. And believe me, you definitely want to be a part of that, because some of the opportunities that are going to be there are going to be very, very important. And so we're also going to do some other things that, we're going to be traveling, hitting the road. I know one of the first places, my man Hassan is probably going to come on today. We're going to have to go up to Seattle. Is going to probably want to be the first places that we take the overall opportunity on the road. So Seattle, just to give you a heads up, we'll probably be coming up there if you're in the Seattle area. We'll give you more information relatively soon after this event, but it's going to be relatively soon. But my man Hassan is going to come on and talk about the importance of Seattle. So much love, much respect. He should be coming on in 20 minutes. Okay, so with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news. We didn't have a show on Friday. So we are going to, and I want to say big ups to my man Roz for continue to post inside of Tando Radio Show when I wasn't around on Friday. I truly, truly appreciate that. Brother Braggs, I appreciate you sending information. Tony, man, Kevin, appreciate all of you guys. Anthony, everyone that sends me different things, I really, really do appreciate it. And my man Roz actually posted inside of Tando Radio Show. And I really, really, really do appreciate that. Much love, much respect. You know what's so funny? There's some people that, you know, you develop relationships with and they're self-sufficient. And I say that for a reason. You know, my man Roz, you know, was posting inside of Tando because he knew I wasn't going to be on Friday. And because of that, he said, well, I'll just, you know, make sure that there's something there. And I know Scotty appreciates Roz for being a part of BTR community. I appreciate Roz for being who he is. I appreciate you all, everyone that's involved. But big ups to my man. I truly, truly appreciate you, man. It makes it a whole lot easier because I know that and Roz would generally post some of the things that are definitely the things that I would be posting. And so, and it's crazy how we work in tune in that, and I really, really do appreciate that. So I didn't have to even, because I was completely away from everything, and I needed to do it. And so my man Roz picked up the slack there and posted a lot. Really, really appreciate you, brother, for sure. So let's get into what's in the news. Let me go back to some of the things that Roz had posted over, I think this was Friday. Or a couple of things that Roz had posted there. This was Friday. My man Roz posted this one. This one comes from TechCrunch.com. One Bitcoin is now worth more than 1 ounce of gold. For the first time ever, the price of one Bitcoin has surpassed the price of 1 ounce of gold. With today's swap, can it be attributed to a good day for Bitcoin? Up 3%, and a bad day for gold, down 1.3%. The big picture is that Bitcoin has more than doubled in the last year, up 185% from a year ago, while gold is essentially trading exactly at the same price it was a year ago. Very, very good. Thanks for posting that, Big Roz. Let me tell you. Now, I would always tell you that Bitcoin is digital currency. It is not money. You do not save in that. It is an investment. It's something that you can own. The physical metals is not just that. It supersedes that. It is actually money. Bitcoin is a form of currency. They tell you, but see, most of us don't know the difference between currency and money. They tell you it's digital currency because they're absolutely right. So I would definitely say if you're going to invest, you want to have some Bitcoins, that's fine. But don't overextend yourself in that, because that very easily can be repossessed from you at any time. Okay. It's not even really comparable to gold because they're two different, totally two different things. They're not in the same realm because they can't, one can do exactly what the other does, but one cannot do what the other one does. Gold does everything that Bitcoin can do and more, but Bitcoin is limited in what it can do because it is just a digital currency. It is not real money. But if you're going to invest and you want something that you can own, notice how I said that, something that you can own, which everybody thinks that owning is the best thing. In actuality, is the worst thing that you, one of the worst things that you can do is to own things. You can own Bitcoin. Everything that you own can be repossessed from you. You can control real money. That's the real power. So my man Scotty is there real quick. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, well, what's the difference between Bitcoin and the ones and zeros that the banks put, you know, use?
None.
Okay, thank you.
Exactly, Scotty. That's that. See, the bank accounts that they put and everything else, that's digital currency in itself. You've always had Bitcoins. Bitcoin is nothing new. It's been around since the 1800s. It's been around since the 1800s, but they just made everybody think that it was all of a sudden something new from 2011, 2009, and that's not the case. It's been around for a very, very long time. It's a form of currency, a digital currency, and is made for the tricks of today. Now, should you have a Bitcoin? Absolutely. I actually got into Bitcoin back in 2010. Then got rid of them before the mount got major problems. But should you have some? Yes, you definitely should have some. But you should not put everything that you should not put it more credence into it than what it is, because it can be, like I said, it's something that you can own and you can't control it. Very, very important. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from Roz. And this one is from The Guardian. Nervous system birth defects, 20 times likelier for Zika hit mothers, study finds. And yet this is all genetic warfare, ladies and gentlemen. This is bio warfare against mankind, and there's a reason for this. And this is where man is looking to control other men by enslaving them by taking away their ability to have free will. So just despicable. So check out that article. And my man, you're right. It's just a genetic annihilation and the population control at its finest. You're absolutely right, Roz. Check out that one. Next article. Excuse me. Next article comes from New York Times. My man Roz sent this one. It says, State Department offers praises for Mexicans' effort in war on drug. And this came from the New York Times. One of the few senior Obama administrative appointees still at the State Department delivered a ringing endorsement on Thursday of Mexico in an effort to stop illegal drugs from entering the United States, just as the Trump administration is examining whether to slash money supporting those efforts. So check out that article. This whole thing is much, much more than what people think. This is about the overall purging of the U.S. and to realign as a wealth transfer, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to take the bottom and make it the top and switch everything over so that they can continue to have control and subjugation of the population. Very, very, very important. So check out that article. Oh, Rod said, does the title of this article make sense when Mexico cartels are working with the CIA? He said, heck no. My man, Rod, so true. So true. Okay, so today's show. Oh, no. A couple more articles. Daggone. Forgot real quick. Next article comes from Press TV. UK supporting UK with the United States supporting Saudi Arabian genocide in Yemen. And this is very, very critical because Yemen is a gold mine because of black gold and its overall financial assets that it holds. And this is where the fight that's going to move into a regional war, that's going to move into a global war, is going to move into World War III and into global nuclear war one coming up, ladies and gentlemen. This is the part of it, and it's growing so fast. So check out this article. The UK government arms deals with Saudi Arabia, which is carrying out genocide in Yemen. Well, the U.S. is also involved in that as well. So check out that article. This whole thing is blowing up. And, you know, over the weekend, I got away from everything, but I just noticed everybody is testing their missiles, and because it's all about giving you heads up. It's all about to be on. Next article comes from Sputnik News. European bank risk faces a collapse worse than the financial crisis of 2008. Excuse me. A collapse worse than the financial 2008 crisis. And this comes from Sputnik News. Moreover, as for October 2016, some 213 billion euros, and that's roughly about 226 billion U.S. dollars of taxpayers' cash, equivalent to the GDP of Finland, was lost as a result of, let me move this, it was lost as a result of such a rescue package. The authors of the report also pointed out that the Big Four auditors engaged in designing the most important bailout package were responsible for the losses. So we're going to take a look at this on Financial Friday. So this has everything to do with you, ladies and gentlemen. It ain't just Europe, it's you too. It's all tied together. My man Scotty is there. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty. Scotty?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had myself muted. Yeah, Dave, I had mentioned that Wells Fargo had sent me a press release. I guess they hired a publicist, and they sent me a press release wanting me to interview two individuals, and one of the individuals was like in charge of Wells Fargo's home loan division. And in this press release they sent me wanting me to interview those two about it, they were talking about Wells Fargo was going to make $60 billion available for black, they didn't say black people, but minorities who face yeah. credit challenges. But they sent it to Black Talk Radio, so you know who they targeting with these loans. And so somebody else had said, there goes the housing bubble, about to pop.
Yep.
Ain't that what happened in 2007, what led to the 2008 crash in part?
It sure did. No, shoot, a huge part. And it's all about to, I think you're going to see the banking sector really start to unravel, really, really, really start to unravel. I'm not surprised by that because they're making moves in that direction. And it's already here. And this is all tied into on Financial Fridays. We're definitely going to take a look at that and what you should be doing and how you should be preparing yourself accordingly to protect yourself, your family, and our overall community. Yes, so, so true, Scotty. It's not just them. Not just them. It's a bunch. And you need to be thoroughly, thoroughly prepared for that. And we're going to do our best to get you just that. Okay, next article. This one comes from breaking news from RT, Russia Today International. U.S. military bases in Japan targeted in missile launch drill. North Korea state media said. North Korea said the missiles it fired towards Japan were part of an exercise targeting U.S. military bases there. It comes as the White House announces the deployment of the advanced THAAD anti-missile defense system to South Korea to guard against North Korea. And ladies and gentlemen, this went over on the weekend. And remember that there was, we talked about this, and we're going to probably have to pick this up. The overall 96-hour margin call, ladies and gentlemen, is already in the initial, well, it's far beyond the initial stages. It's about to go into the margin call stage. And ladies and gentlemen, everyone in the world, the global sovereignty funds, the people that are in the know, they're positioning themselves for that. You have to be well prepared for this as well. It is going to be, I'm going to tell you, they're going to use war to hide the overall financial collapse as long, and to use that leverage as much as they can. We will definitely have to pick up on this. But this is unfolding. North Korea has tested missiles, and we're going to talk about that. Well, we're going to hit the article, but we'll talk about that later on this week as well. So you all definitely need to be prepared. This is why Tando Radio Show is on air. This is why we do what we do from everyone that participates in Tando Radio Show. I don't really cover a lot of the other things that's going on. I don't need to because, one, Black Talk Radio Network does a great job when covering the things that we need to know. I just stay with my lane to bring about some of the things that's going on in the world and why you need to prepare, why you need to position yourself economically, strategically, table of preparedness-wise, where you start to control your own destiny. Very, very important. So this is going to continue to evolve, and it's only going to get worse. Next article.
Dave, before you move to the next article,
yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Just one more quick question on that. Because
yes,
then I was talking to somebody else today about, you know, Wells Fargo offering these loans to minorities with bad credit and what have you. And they were saying, this person said, well, we need to see how we can leverage those loans. And I was like, how you going to leverage a home loan and you can't even afford the home, most likely, that they going, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what happened the last time. So do you see any way, not that I would do any business with such a large investor in modern slavery through private prisons, but how could a person, I mean, is that, does that make any sense to you? Can you leverage a loan such as that?
You know what? For some things, yes, you can, Scotty. There are some things that you can leverage loan-wise. But I would definitely say that you would have to be well-versed. You have to know what you're doing. One of the things with leverage is work with, is great when it works for you, but it's a beast, and it is a real beast if it works against you. It's difficult to leverage a – see, they tell you that they're going to leverage a home loan. You could, but the over how that really works is very, very in today's world for what's going on is not the way to leverage. The thing that you should be leveraging is you should be leveraging your credit. You should be leveraging your access to funds. That's what you can leverage, and it can be more plausible for your overall benefit. When you think that you're leveraging a mortgage by that's given to you by a bank, now, how do you do? You do want to leverage as far as getting something that you can maintain and everything else. And if you want to be in the system and everything else, yes, that's fine. But be careful when you try to leverage it beyond that for gains, because this is where you get into major, major trouble from the APR rates and everything else, which is going to definitely change. Interest rates is going to go sky high. And you would definitely have to have a tactical plan. I think that you really would have to be someone that's looking to diversify out of it by using it for something else. So there's a lot of different ways, but for the everyday person, I would say don't overextend yourself and make sure that, see, this is the one thing. You always leverage debt. Let me tell you why you always leverage debt, because debt is something that you own. You always leverage debt by something that you control. Critical. Bitcoin and gold is the basic example. They all come from the same place. Bitcoin and Bitcoin and mortgages come from the same people, same organizations, same thing, a different menu. I mean, a different entree. Same exact thing. It comes from the exact same institution. That is what you can own. And if you own, have a lot of debt, and you don't have any control of things, you got a debt problem. But when you control a bunch of things, your malevolent lender or your fraudulent lender has a debt problem, not you. You transfer the liability of debt from you to them. And there's a way. This is why you have to be at this seminar on the 25th. And we're going to pick back up with our classes and everything else. Very, 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 very important. Some of the things that you should be doing. So check that out. Next article. This one comes from RT International. U.S. to deploy more Delta Force and SEALs for the Middle East and covert ops. You already know what that is, ladies and gentlemen. It's all being set in place. So we got a caller in queue is my man. I believe it is. Let me make sure first. Welcome to Tando Radio Show, caller. Let me just make sure that is you. Who am I speaking to?
Peace. It's Sharif Ali. Peace, Brother David. How you doing?
Sharif Ali. What's up, brother? How you doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
Good, good, good. Much love. Much respect, brother. What's happening?
Shout out to Tando and shout out to Black Talk Radio. You know, you guys are doing the good work. So I just wanted to, shout out and thank you for, you know, being at the event once again. You know, I see you, you know, sharing with the good people that we do have an event coming up. And, you know, I want to make light that you will be speaking at the event. And, you know, you'll be going into more of the private aspects. You know, when Brother Scotty was talking about, you know, how do we control our wealth? How do we gain control of things? It's just, you know, it's so important. Like you said, we have to control these assets. And, We can't own them because ownership is going to get them taxed right away from us. And, you know, it's just interesting that you bring that point up, and I just wanted to thank you and, you know, talk about the event for a second. You know, I know that you definitely have, you know, had people from, you know, your audience, you know, want to be at the Vault event that we're having, which is Family Business Private Wealth on March 25th. And it's like less than 20 days away. So I'm excited for you, David, and excited to have the event and be in the Dallas area and, you know, serve the people in our community that want to learn about trust, want to learn about private wealth building, want to learn, like even what Scotty was talking about, which was talking about the, you know, how can you take the loans off of the credit?
The bank,
how can you take loans?
The mortgage, so
just things of that nature, you know, definitely excited about that and looking forward to promoting that.
Yeah. You and me both. And I know your partner is there. What's up, bro? How you feeling? So I'm glad that you guys are here. Let me just give the rundown. March the 25th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can RSVP. Sharif or Salt, you want to give out the email that they can email to actually RSVP. And let me tell you, I'm sorry. I made the mistake on the ticket. Fixed. All of that is fixed. It's $200 for couples. And $125, so it's $100 each for each person in the couple, and $125 for the single seat ticket. And it's very, very important. Hopefully you do come out. It's really, really about the family here, and I'm looking forward to it because very, very, very important. And I'm going to just announce it, you know, kind of beforehand, but we plan on going to other places throughout the country, wherever you are. We're going to have to set up something to where if you would like our the overall presentation to come to you, we will definitely bring it to you depending on, you know, where you are and how large the group is and everything else. But believe me, this is something that you want to have because we have some of the best minds and the best information. The thing about it is it's all true, and this is something that every single person can benefit from. And it really, in my opinion, it really develops collective prudence within the family and outside of the family as well. So this is definitely something that I'm looking for. So if you guys want to just touch on, give the address again and anything that you brothers wanted to add from the Vault Media Group side of it, because it's coming up in 19 days. So
yeah, definitely.
Anything?
The email to RSVP is hfrn.vault@gmail.com. So, you know, send us the email, say that you're interested in attending the event, you want to be there, or you're interested in more information. Send you RSVP, you update the RSVP, we take it from there. There are some group hotel rates available for the entire weekend. We did the three-day two nights, even though it's a Saturday event, you know, some people coming from out of town. So you're going to be able to stay the weekend, see some sights if you want, so on and so forth. But it's going to be a wonderful event, a lot of information, you know, corporate structure, wealth management, how to get your, you know, your LLC going, how to get your business going, set up trust, you know, take advantage of leveraging debt for, you know, pretty much Xing out the banks. I mean, there's a lot of different strategies that we use, 100% legit, all above board. And this is things that you can bring to your accountant and your CPA, and they will move forward with it and not giving you a bunch of weird looks and, you know, cause some problems. So hfrn.vault@gmail.com for the RSVP. It's a family business, private wealth. And we, you know, we look forward to seeing you there. We appreciate you, David and Scotty. Thanks, guys.
For sure, for sure. Much love, much respect to you all. And then for I know there are some people that have taken the precious metals class that's going to be there. Some people from that listen here on Tando Radio Show. Some people that I've had relationships with. You all looking forward to. We're going to do something as well, and so we will all meet as well. And if you're a Tando Radio Show listener, definitely let me know, because I plan on let's do some things together once we get closer to that time. I know exactly what the numbers and who they will be. I already know some that are coming. Looking forward to seeing you for the first time for some of you also. I'm just really happy about it, and it's going to be a great opportunity. And believe me, the presentation is going to be phenomenal. And the opportunities that you'll have, this isn't just something where you go and you're like, okay, this isn't something. There's going to be something here for everyone that you can apply, that you can start doing right now. And then there's relationships that you can start to build. We can talk, excuse me, we can talk in a more open and you know, and actually engage. And so we're going to be doing that, and I'm looking forward to it. And it's so necessary, especially for where we are. The collective prudence side of things is just our opportunity to leverage ourselves is going to be great. So looking forward to that. Much love to Volt Media Group, and we'll see you brothers come back on, you know, again, as we get closer, and we'll just keep pounding this, you know, keep giving this information out. And then, like I said, hopefully we will be settling up, going to Seattle, as the first stop, waiting on my man Hassan to, jump in. And then when he does, we'll go to him. Very, very important. So, much love, much respect, Sharif, and so looking forward to seeing you brothers again and hanging with you all and sharing this information and just taking this to where we actually, you know, we remember when we sat down last year and we talked about the importance of doing just this, and I couldn't think of any better people to do it with. Looking forward to working with you all brothers in the future and everything else and the sisters that are involved as well. So much love, much respect, brothers. We'll stay in touch and then come back on and we'll talk about it and keep it going. And then we'll grow this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, David. Thanks, Kobe. Thanks,
for sure. For thanks, sure. Daddy. Peace, peace.
All right. Peace.
All right. So brothers from the Volt Media Group, going to be phenomenal. I know who's going to be presenting. I know what they're going to, just something that you definitely need to be there. March the 25th, just go to, you can RSVP at H. Let me get this right. I got it. Don't worry. You ain't got to get mad at me. Oh, it's right here. One second. Let me give you, once again, the email address is hfrn.vault, V-A-U-L-T, like a bank vault, at gmail.com. And just put in just put in the subject Dallas March 25th event, and looking forward to that with you all. Okay, so let's jump back into what's in the news. Let me see, make sure Hassan's not there. Okay, probably running a little late, so we'll catch up with Hassan a little bit. Okay, next article. This one comes from a very, very important article. We're going to come back to this one. CME, and that's the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Thomas Reuters steps down from providing London silver benchmark. We're definitely going to talk about that. Huge under-the-table event that happened. Going to be crazy. And we've been talking about this and telling those of you that actually took the precious metals class, and I was telling you that this is going to happen, and it is actually happening the way we said it would and how we said it would, and the overall effects of that are about to come out. It is going to be very, very critical, and we're going to talk about that today as well. Next article, Fukushima, come from Mirror.com. Fukushima cleaning robot damaged by high radiation levels inside disaster site. Every robot they put in there is dysfunctional and it breaks down immediately. And this is because these radioactive isotopes are going everywhere and it's radiating the planet, purposely being done, ladies and gentlemen. Next article from RebuildingIraq.com. The U.S. dollar decline in Iraq as banks adapt new policies, RebuildingIraq.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the overall divestment of the U.S. currency is going on, and that is going to have everyone here wondering what happened. And it is going to be a very, very painful economic thing that is going to happen. You don't have to, you can be prepared for it. Next article. This one, Raj sent this one. Oh, me and Raj sent the same one. My man. This one comes from Iraq sent this one from AP News. The latest, U.S. calls North Korea missile very serious threat. The latest on celebrity figurehead Donald Trump president of the Corporation of the United States. And I keep wondering, why do they get mad at celebrity figurehead Obama and Trump and Bush and all these other people for running the overall, the so-called United States like a corporation? Because it is one. Well, why do we get mad at them for doing it that way? They run it just like a corporation because it is one. And it's very, very important that you know that. So if it is a corporation, what does that make you? What does that make you? Subject to the bylaws of the corporation as human resource. Subject to the bylaws and the policies of the corporation as human resource. So very, very important. So this, the latest, Donald Trump, a White House spokesman said the United States stands with our allies after North Korea fired four ballistic missiles. Sean Spicer said Monday that the launch are considered with North Korea's long history of provocative behavior. This is only going to blow up, ladies and gentlemen. Be prepared, be ready, and this is why we have Tando. Next article comes from AP. I posted this one. Seoul, North Korea fires unidentified projected missile into the ocean, and that was into the exclusive area of Japan over the weekend. So check that out. Next article comes from ABC News. Iran tests sophisticated Russian-made air defense system. They tested their S-300 over the weekend. So hold on. My man Scotty's in queue. Let's go to Scotty. Scotty!
Hey, I think it's important. I think it's important that we point out that while North Korea shot them four missiles off, what's going on the Korean Peninsula right now, Dave?
What's going on in the Korean Peninsula right now is the U.S. is basically positioning itself. And one of the things that people don't know about North Korea is that they've always had it after North Korea because of the raw natural resources in North Korea. North Korea has one of the untapped largest silver mines that's still in the ground. And the planet is running out of silver.
But there's something
so
else.
Many natural resources.
There's something else that's going on. And I actually, when I was in the military, some of my buddies participated. I didn't go. They having those joint exercises between the U.S. military and South Korea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. The joint military operations that go on. But see, and as Scotty knows, they've ramped that up now. It's no more joint operations. It's strategically positioning, you know, that's why they put the THAAD there. And this is, you know, this is, I wouldn't be surprised. Remember what we posted last week, Scotty, that celebrity figurehead, I'm going to stop, just say, Trump said that he is considering a military option for North Korea. When you say that you're considering a military option, means that everything is already a go. You got everything in place. They're going to do it. It is going to do it. Scotty's absolutely right. But the reason why is that, and believe me, watch, you'll see that there's going to be the unification of the Koreas. North and South Korea are going to be unified. Definitely, definitely see that. Because what's happening in the South China Sea and in the ASEAN nations and the overall transfer of wealth, that is going to be where enemy, big business has a way of making enemies friendly, and that's what's going to happen there. This is all unfolding. Scotty's absolutely right. The joint combined arms operations and training that's going on there is much more than combined arms, ladies and gentlemen. It's strategically placing itself for the combined attack, and that is going to happen, in my opinion, and it's going to come as a thief of the night, and one of the reasons that they're going to use that to cover up what's really going on economically in the world. So very, very important. Much, much love, much respect. Thanks, Scotty. Very important. So ABC News, Iran tests sophisticated test sophisticated Russian-made air defense systems. And this was over the weekend. They actually test-fired their S-300 systems, which they just got into. They paid for it 10 years ago, but because of sanctions, they couldn't receive it. Sanctions was lifted, and then all of a sudden, ba-boom, they got their S-300. Why do you think that happened, ladies and gentlemen? Because these governments are in one big fraternity. It's all plausible deniability. And in that, they got these so that when the war jumps off, it can be a battle of Armageddon. This is huge. And so Iran, I just lost my place. Hold on one second, everyone. Let me just get back here. Oh, wow, man, time's fine. Let me just pick it up where I was. Come on. Okay. Waiting there. Okay, so Iran has tested their S-300. They made some changes to it. Believe me, the S-300 is actually old, but now they're able to defend themselves more appropriately. The Russia actually, in my opinion, has the S-700 or the S-800 probably waiting. And let me tell you something about the Russians. When they make missiles, they don't falter. Them things work. If you see what they did in the Caspian Sea last year, no joke. So, and this is all unfolding right under our noses. So check out that article. And I lost my spot. Okay, hold on.
While you're looking for that, Dave, I actually was watching the military channel. And they were talking about missile defense systems, and they were saying that missile defense systems are so effective these days that a country doesn't even need an air force to deal with the United States. Because that's like putting up a virtual wall, you know, with those missile defense systems. And that's why stealth technology is so key right now, and they really working on that with these new planes they've been coming out with. But I thought that was pretty interesting, because why they didn't name a country, I knew they were talking about Iran. And I'm like, how stupid is it for you to put this kind of stuff on cable TV for everybody to see?
Yeah, so true. So it's so much, Scotty. And yeah, the missile defense and how they actually do the missile defense is not just what you think. You know, they use it by acoustic weapons. They use it by—it's just so much. You know, they're not just using a missile against another missile. It's so many things. And I'm gonna tell you, China's big highlight in their fifth generation stealth fighters. They created their J-20s to go after the U.S.'s refueling systems. So that whatever their jets are up, they take out the most vulnerable things, the ability for them to refuel. If they can't refuel, they can't attack. And this is because their range is so short. It's so much in the overall missile capability of Russia with their Sunburn, their S, that's the anti-aircraft carrier, the S series of ballistic missiles and everything is huge, and they definitely lead, and this is going to, you're going to see it firsthand relatively soon. We're much closer to it today than we were yesterday. Next article from Sputnik News. This comes from Trade Wars. Once you hit trade wars, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing after trade wars, it goes this way. You go currency wars, trade wars, shooting wars. The only thing after a trade war comes the shooting that happens after it. And that is about to start, in my opinion. Trade wars. Trump proposes to ignore WTO rules that violate U.S. sovereignty. Check out that article. Very, very telling. Next article. China's credit targets implies adding entire Germany's GDP this year. And this is critical because of what, and we're going to talk about this on Financial Friday, what China actually did. And with the position that they took as late of last year, they surpassed the euro in assets. The whole European Union, they surpassed in assets. This is why it's so important for you to get assets and stop holding on to and having faith and confidence and belief in a piece of paper, a promissory note. because the rest of the world is leaving you behind. And those that get left behind are going to be picking up the overall burdens of what's going to be left to bear for the rest of the world. You'll be the burden carriers for the rest of the world. It doesn't matter who you are. The system is brutal and evil, and it has no allegiance to anyone. It has only allegiance to maintaining power and control and subjugation and enslavement of the human population. So check that out. Next article, my man Raj posted this one. This is from the Next Web. Facebook group spreads nude photos of female soldiers is under investigation. So this is only going to continue to grow. This is what happens when you do this stuff, and here it comes. So we're going to definitely just want to thank you all for listening to What's in the News. We're going to jump into today's show. In today's show, I made a mistake on a topic. We're going to hit some current events, and then we're going to take a look at a class change is overdue for civilization. We need to change our overall civil discord. In actuality, I think that we have to leave civilization, what we've been taught about it, behind, and we have to evolve into a different class. And this is a civilization class change that we need. And we're definitely going to take a look at that. So, but before we do that, there's an article that we definitely have to get into, and it's important. So we're going to jump into that right now. But anytime, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, and hit star. We'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely bring you up. Very, very important article. For those of you that took the precious metals class, I want you to really pay attention, because this is very, very important for you all that are listening. This is one of the benchmarks that I said would be happening, and it is going to be a critical one. And it has arrived, and it is going to really really exhaust its overall momentum. Is going to be exhausting to those that aren't properly prepared for it. And this one comes from Reuters. CME, and that stands for Chicago Mercantile Exchange, which is out of Chicago. That's where the commodities are exchanged. Thomas Reuters steps down from providing London silver benchmark. Very, very important. The CME Group and Thomas Reuters are stepping down from providing the LBMA silver price benchmark auction. The LBMA is the London Bullion Market Association, said on Friday, less than 3 years after they successfully bidded to provide the process. 3 years ago, it was all in a upheaval, and no one wanted to be caught with the hot potato of silver. Because what they were doing is that they were giving silver control ownership, and they didn't want to lose silver control. What do I mean by that? The CME only gives you contracts, just like a Bitcoin, just like an investment on the stock market, in the Forex market, in this and in that. They're giving you a contract. A contract is something that you can own, and every contract that you own and everything that you can own can be repossessed. Nothing that you don't own but you control is, in a futures contract, one second, Scotty, I'll tell you what a futures contract is. And what you control cannot be repossessed. This is the law. This is, and it's even more than the law of the, it's the actual the law of the universe. This is where man hides some universal truths from those they want to subjugate in control. A futures contract is a contract in the commodities, such as pork bellies, such as soybeans, such as silver, gold, oil, all of the commodities, the essential intrinsic commodities. Okay, that's the future contract. So. Very, very, very important. And what happened with this is that they were manipulating, and we posted this so many times in Tando Radio Show, they posted the silver manipulation. It went along with the LIBOR. LIBOR is what your interest rate is set at for your car, your student loan, and all of that. That interest rate is set by some of the same banking institutions. We'll take a look at it here. To establish how much interest you're going to pay them for something that they didn't create. Well, they created the system, but they're making you give your energy when they didn't put energy into creating any of it. It is a theft, total theft. So what happened was 3 years ago, nobody wanted that hot potato because they knew where everything was going. So the CME group, because they had to, because they create futures contracts, and they create futures contracts in silver and in gold, where you buy paper silver and paper gold. And this is what they do. And my man Scotty says, I remember you reporting those guys in London got busted manipulating. Exactly. And it was the what is the LIBOR again? LIBOR is the actual interest rate for everything, for your home, your credit card, your student loan. That all gets just like the contract setting the silver market. They come together, the banks say, okay, this is what we're going to charge for silver today. Well, this is the interest rate that we're going to have, that they have, you know, for you borrowing. Okay, and this is LIBOR was the LIBOR scandal, was that they were fictitiously manipulating it, and there was collusion against you, and this is where it got exposed through the London Whale, scam, and this is where they were actually to put it on. It all had everything to do with silver once again. Here's what happened. It was J.P. Morgan Chase that was – J.P. Morgan was manipulating – was a part of the manipulation of the LIBOR. And what they did is they created contracts, and those contracts defaulted. And this all has everything to do with something that happened in New York in the early 2000s in the financial district, and with a couple of buildings. You know what's going on there, because that happened. What happened there was that all of those records got destroyed. And also with Hurricane Sandy, the DDTC got totally flooded, where all of the overall contracts, the actual physical contracts, were so-called got destroyed in the over. They were under 9 feet of water at the DDTC. TC. That's where, if you buy a stock, that's where the actual piece of paper that delineates ownership is held. They don't even send that to you because you don't own it. And they said all of those got destroyed. You believe them on that? Yeah, right. How in the world can a vault not be airtight? Just don't make, but it's for all for a reason. And this is, we may think that, this doesn't matter to me. What my team going to get? What's the latest? Man, this has everything to do. Has everything to do why you're hungry, why you're enslaved, why you lose prosperity. Because all the other things distract you from what really is happening to enslave you. For you to accept it. So very, very important. We're going to come back to this after the commercial break. And my man Hassan is here. We're going to definitely come to Hassan right away after the commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Hold on 1 second, Hassan. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025. Then hit **. We'll see you in queue. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New Black Media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A., and I think we lost my sign. Give us a call back whenever you get a chance, because we're going to go right to you once you do. Oh, there he is. My bad. It got added. So let's go to my man, Hassan. Hassan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
What's up, brother? What's going on?
Oh, man, nothing much, man. Up here, man, we're dealing with the loss of the community just took up here in Seattle, man.
Yeah, well, tell everyone here at Tando what happened over the weekend and the importance of that and the magnitude of it all.
Yeah, for those that don't know, my mom, Vicki Williams, the owner of Life Enrichment Bookstore in Seattle, she passed away over the weekend. And it's kind of sudden, man, so the whole... The whole community's kind of tangled up right now dealing with it. So my family's, you know, everybody's dealing with it. And but as far as, you know, what it was, you know, Life Enrichment was a, like we talked about, you know, it was a sanctuary, man, for our people.
It sure was. It sure is. It sure is.
Yep, it's the only, well, you know, I don't like using the term, but the only African-American bookstore in Washington State and Oregon. And one of the last ones on the West Coast, actually. And so it's really a pillar in our community up here. You know, because it wasn't just a bookstore. It was a meeting place.
Yes.
Place of comfort. You know, man, just it really was important to our community. Well, not was, still is. You know, cause I'm going to keep it, you know, man, I'm not going to close the gate or nothing, but, you know. But, yeah, so if we just, you know, the community up here just took a very big blow. So, you know, for anyone listening, I just make it, you know, just getting the word out because, you know, it's pretty, well known even all over the country, you know, within our community. So I just wanted to call in, you know, make sure any listeners up here who haven't heard, you know, they're hearing right now. And, you know, the funeral services will be this Saturday. I just locked the location yesterday. I don't know if I can't say it right now. But
that's right. You can come back and tell us, Hassan.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll do that. So yeah, I just you know, putting that out there, and you know, whatever else you know, you want to you know, say, ask me anything else, say anything else. And then,
Hassan, just explain the magnitude of. Vicky's contribution and what this bookstore really meant. You know, one thing you can't understate is it's really one of the last vestiges of a bookstore
right.
On the West Coast.
Yeah.
And this was I mean, she showed me so much love when I was at Empowerment Radio Network, when we came out, that's where I met Hassan at. But it was the gathering place of energy.
Yeah.
It was the hub.
Yeah. We both keep saying
it is.
I mean, it still is. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. It really is, and I know that there, you know, the bookstore will continue to further seed. The great legacy and the commitment that was laid out. And, you know, what I want to say is that, you know, making that great transformation is the most beautiful thing. And this sister, for all that she's doing, even beyond her overall transformation, the physical remnants of the energy that she's left as an inheritance to us all becomes an obligation of everyone.
Right. Exactly.
That bookstore is our obligation.
Yeah.
To maintain.
Yeah, that's speaking of that, that's another thing we'll be reaching out to the community because, you know, for right now, you know, while we make this transition and see, how, you know, how to deal with it moving forward, you know, we're reaching out to the community to lift it up and keep it going right now while I pick up the pieces and sort everything out. And So it's going to be, you know, on us as a whole, as a community, to make sure that this, you know, that this hub doesn't sink. You know what I mean?
Yes. And we're going to do our part. We're trying to schedule some things where we can go up and bring some of our expertise and our energy. I know the brothers from Vault Media Group is definitely, we run as a family. So we will be up there at the appropriate time, because Seattle is a very, very critical community.
Location. Mm-hmm.
It really is. You know, whenever I go anywhere about precious metals, Seattle was the only place that I've ever gone in this country where there were people, multiple people. And Hassan, you remember the first time we met and you were there when I was talking about the precious metals and everything else. That was the only group of people, of black people, that had any familiarity with the precious metals at all.
Right. Yeah.
At all. And from where I'm saying, it was more than just elementary things that they knew.
Yeah. But that was really up on it.
Yes. Yes. And because there's a reason why, and it's so critical. And this is a place that is critical to the overall controlling economic development and prosperity that we need to leave as our legacy.
Yep.
And Vicky is definitely the high frequency bell that continues to ring and shatter through everything. So much love, much respect to you and the family, Hassan. You know, your family here, man, and it is, you know, but the great transformation is just as beautiful as the birth and the life,
right?
Because life can never be extinguished, which you already know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you just let us know, bro.
Uh-huh.
Let us know what is it we can do. And definitely we are there to continue, and because it's time that we take on the next level and to continue the path forward to our development of having some prosperity that we can create and leave as a legacy, and more importantly, reestablish real culture, what we live by.
Yeah, you're right. And that's one thing that me and Vicky, we've actually been talking a lot about that. So you know, it's unfortunate, you know, that she's gone. But I'm gonna pick up the pace, man, and really that bookstore is really it's really gonna get a supercharge now. So, and we're really gonna, it's gonna be what it's been times 100. So,
Trent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, we will be a part of that, and looking forward, brother. Stay in touch. Keep us up to date, and it's our time. It's your time now. It's our time to do the laborious work.
Right.
And to have a wishbone, but to have a real strong backbone, and that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. So yeah, man. I'll when I get all the information as far as the funeral stuff, you know, maybe I'll call in tomorrow and
okay,
out there. If not Thursday for sure, or Wednesday. And other than that, you know, I'll be in touch and. Yeah, so that's that. And you know what, I had something I got to ask you. So after the show, are you available? This is a quick question from what we were talking about.
Yeah, definitely hit me up. But I got to do one thing, and then I'll be on the road. But yeah, just hit me up.
Okay, all right. I'm actually in traffic, so I'll be listening to the rest of the show, man.
Okay, all right, Hassan. All right. Much love, much respect, brother.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Okay. Well, yeah, let me tell you, man, Vicky, the legacy that she's established in Seattle in that bookstore was more than just within the binds of those, the words within the binds of that leather. It was much more. It was the warmest. It is the community representation of the direction that we all have to go. And there are many individual warriors, and there's a lot of soldiers. But Vicky's a warrior. And what she established now is going to have the new warriors to take over and to maintain that overall direction. What I loved about Vicky established something much bigger than her. Much, much bigger than her. The warmest, you never had, you're always welcoming. If there was a problem with anything, she's able to settle it out. Much love, much respect. It was a pleasure, and it's still a pleasure. Yeah, yeah, go ahead, brother.
Oh, okay. Okay, pleasant stars. I forgot. I just wanted to say one thing out there about everything. Was there was an article written in the South Seattle Emerald about her. And it went so, what is it, viral and all that stuff, that the New York Times ended up picking it up and retweeting it over yesterday. So
That's Vicky. That's yep. Her reach. And one more time, Hassan, tell them what this bookstore, you can see where you are in history by how many bookstores you have.
Right.
Once you start to get rid of bookstores, there's a reason why there's a conservative movement to get rid of bookstores. They don't want you to ask questions. They don't want you to think.
Brother
because
Dave,
it defies the propaganda of the mainstream media. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, condolences to the family, the Seattle family. Sounds like an amazing woman. But what you just said about bookstores, somebody posted today in BTR community, I believe that's where I saw it, but in Arkansas, they have introduced a bill to ban all the books written by historian Howard Zinn from public schools.
What?
The reason, it's a reason. Because remember what Zbigniew's daughter said. It's the media's job to control what you think. This is why our brother Braggs, all he does is crack books.
But like you said, Brother Dave, like you say, these are not schools of education. These are schools of indoctrination.
Yeah, so true. And this bookstore, whatever you needed, it was there. And Vicky would feed you. You have events. She wants you to have your events. She'd feed you and everything. Man, Hassan, you are a great mirror of her love and compassion, brother. You may not see it, but I do.
Well, yeah, thanks, man.
I do. And so much love and much respect, and we will be up in Seattle. I think that needs to be the first spot that we travel. I know it is one of the spots that I will travel for, and I know that the individuals that from the Vault Media Group and some of the other people, they'll be more than happy to participate in that, because Seattle is a great place to lay our roots of prosperity.
Right, so we're definitely gonna put that together, man. I guess that's guaranteed.
For sure, brother. Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, right, much love, much respect, man. Let's stay in, and then definitely hit me up after the show. This bookstore will, if it has to be the last, it will be the last, because it shall stand. It shall stay. We will ensure that this happens. So much love, much respect. Hassan, we'll catch up with you in a little bit.
Okay, bro. Thanks, man.
Okay, brother. Yeah, Hassan called and told me yesterday. I missed him on over the weekend. Told me, and it, you know, it's, you know how you could feel different things and just been feeling a certain way about a lot of things. And I know what they possibly, and it's a great, and I thank the great creator for giving us the ability to discern and giving us the ability to be able to resonate with the past, the future, and the present. Let me tell you something about our ancestors. In my opinion, what, how I resonate with it, our ancestors is us. This is why you never leave. This is why your energy can never be lied away by man's story of a coffin. The true nature of real love, it doesn't require that you do anything for that love to be bestowed upon you just because you exist. This is why what they tell you about religion is so flawed and so wrong and such a lie. But that's a journey that we all have to come go through to understand. Is true love the creation of man? A creation of man? Or is true love something that man can show homage to and be a part of, but yet not control? Man teaches you to control, just like an economy, the love of power. Nothing to do with the power of love. So I think we are all fortunate from this great power, this great ability that we all have to resonate and create. And it was given to us out of love. You can only lose it in surrenderance. And most of us will lose based in a deceptive lie, the art of war. So let that not be us. So I want to pick up the show, pick up where we left off, and I'm going to make it real quick. Wanted to finish this article about the silver, the LIBOR. Excuse me, the silver benchmark losing, and it's very, very important. You all should catch this. It says, in consolidation with the LBMA, the CME Group and Thomson Reuters has decided to step down from their prospective roles related to the LBMA silver price auction. The LBMA said in a members update seen by Reuters right here, the two will continue to operate as administrators in the silver auction until a new provider is appointed. Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? There won't be a new provider. Nobody's going to pick up that nuclear bomb and all the deception that goes along with it. Oh, this is strategically playing out. This is the purge that is happening, that is willfully happening to actually gain leverage to actually transfer the perceived wealth that people that have could own things to people that control things. And it got everybody on cream. Cash rules everything around me because it rules you. You were not created to be ruled. You were created out of love to emulate that free will of your abilities as you so desire. If you want to be evil, so shall it be. If the great creator can't make someone act right, what makes you think you can? The choice is theirs and the choice is yours. How will you resonate? And the great thing about that love is that most people don't understand the true meaning of love because they don't really love themselves. There's been a very, very, just like there's a fool's gold, there's a fool's love. It's false. This is very powerful, what's happening here and the importance of it. It's significant. And I'm going to get to it. Here we go. Goes on. The two will continue to operate the administrate. Oh, let me see. We said that one. Until a new provider is appointed. The LBMA said it will launch a new tender to appoint an alternative provider to operate the process shortly. it said. We will be looking to identify new providers in the summer and have the new platform up and running in autumn, the LBMA spokesman said. Spokesman for Thomas Reuters confirmed the company was stepping down from the process. CME would not immediately could not be immediately reached for comment. The two companies launched the LBMA silver price fix in August of 2014 to replace the telephonic London silver fix, which has been in operation for more than a century with an electronic auction based on audible alternatives. Do you see what happened there, ladies and gentlemen? They tried to switch it in 2014 because those that were doing it in 2000 up for hundreds of years was getting out of it. Why were they getting out of it, ladies and gentlemen? Because they knew that there was going to be a problem. And they were going to let somebody else have this problem, and they were going to move out the way. Exact same thing here. Why is this so important? Because the physical silver is more important than a piece of paper of silver. And they're realizing they can't control it with that any longer. Because like I said, when Scotty asked about North Korea, the world is trying to reposition itself here and in the cosmos for assets that they no longer had. Because when they had control of them, they misused them. That's what greed does. They destroy one of the most valuable assets to maintaining physical representation of human life and physical life on this planet. And when you're wasteful, you lose those things. And there's no guarantee that you'll get them again, but they know where to go to get it. This is why it's so important that we know some truths instead of some monopoly game rules and play by their rules. It goes on to say, the article goes on to say, the CME will provide the, oh, no, I read that part. The original contract in terms was for 5 years running to 2019. The LBMA participants in the current process includes, here are the companies that are included in the LBMA. The current process includes China Construction Bank, SHBC. Let me tell you, China is in here for one thing and one thing only. China wants to keep the overall price of silver down because they have a longer historical connection with silver than with gold, because silver is more valuable than gold. But you go ahead and continue to listen to what they tell you, and they're going to deceive you. But the real ones that know, they whisper what they do for control. China has always wanted to control silver. It's more important than all of the precious metals combined. And that's why they were here, to keep that price down so that they can acquire it for creating it from nothing in return, and then they will be able to hold it. Because whoever holds silver, ladies and gentlemen, has the overall technology in their control. They don't want to own it. They won't be a Bill Gates. They'll control a Bill Gates. They won't own a Microsoft. They'll control a Microsoft. They won't own Bitcoin. They'll control Bitcoin. They won't control Apple and all the other companies. Own them, they will control them. That's why it's so important that you start to engage yourself in relationships of control so that your free will can be adhered to. So it goes on to say, here are the companies. HSBC, JP Morgan Chase, and I was telling you about the London Whale, and the LIBOR. What happened was JP Morgan Chase had a futures derivative contract for some of China's silver, and they lost it. What did China do? China smacked the mess out of them. They took their overall headquarters. They had to sell their headquarters that was worth almost $1 trillion, and they had to sell it for a measly a couple of billion dollars. And guess what China took along with that? In that, in the bottom of the J.P. Morgan Chase headquarters down on Water Street in the financial district in New York City, they had the largest private vault in the world of precious metals. Guess what China said? Oh, you lost our stuff? No problem. We're going to take this. This is asset forfeiture. This is when you become in receivership for being delinquent on your debt obligations. This is what's going to happen to the United States. Oh, you didn't know about that. They didn't tell you about that. Yes, that's exactly what happened. And what do you think what really happened? This is financial war. Let me tell you something that the system does. It's going to pump out as much cash as it can, because what it does by you owning cash, it causes you to go into default to lose your over what? Your overall control of your inalienable abilities. When you have something that you can own, and they can put most of it, yeah, I want to own everything. Well, they want to make sure that you do own everything, so that you'll default on everything that you own, and then you'll default on your inalienable abilities, known as your intrinsic value, ladies and gentlemen, your energy. Then they'll be able to seize that. And the thing is that you'll give it to them willingly, because you didn't know it was a deceptive ploy. You didn't know that you were being sniped and you were being targeted and you were being painted from a distance. This is critical and critical. And I'm going to tell you what this means. 1 second, Ross. I'm going to tell you what this means. J.P. Morgan Chase. So I told you what J.P. Morgan Chase is with China. Now they don't no longer own their own headquarters. China does. Many things in the United States, basically all of the half the darn near financial district in New York is owned. Shoot, half of all the intrinsic value assets in the United States is owned by China now. Goes on to say, J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, and the let me move this down. What is this? USBC, the Toronto Dominion Bank, and USBC Sagata Makata is also the part of the price fix. And what they do, they come together and they set the price of where silver and gold is going to be at any particular time. They're not going to be able to do that. How they do that is by contracts. They're not going to be able to do that anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, so what does that mean? Let me finish this article, and you'll see what that means. There were some teething problems. There were some teething problems with the process in January 2016. Let me tell you what happened in January 2016. They couldn't find a bid for it. They couldn't find a bid for it. They basically couldn't set the price. The price, the bid and the ask price was different. For silver. For many of you didn't take the precious metals class, you don't know what we're talking about. Don't have time to explain. So we need to get in the class. And here it says they had some teething problems. In January 2016, the auction lasted an unprecedented 60 rounds at a price gridlock around the $14 an ounce level. The previous silver fix, along with similar financial benchmarks, had come under increasingly scrutiny following the scandal over the manipulation of the LIBOR rate in the foreign exchange market. They've been setting everything up for you to lose your sovereignty economically. What does this mean, ladies and gentlemen? Once again, not what you own is what you control. The overall value of silver in particular is going to be astronomical and won't be able to have a price for it. This is why it's so important for you to engage in real prosperity and control real things. So we got a caller in queue. We're going to talk about this again because I want to get to the second part, but my man Roz is there. Roz, go ahead, brother.
Hey, greetings, peace and love. How you doing?
Much love, much respect, my man. Thank you so much, Roz, for taking care of us on Friday.
No problem. I try to hold it down, you know. We got to take care of everything for each other, you know, help each other out. And, hey, I love what you do. I appreciate you and Brother Scotty and all of the hosts on Black Talk Radio Network. So, hey, I see that as, like you said, my obligation. That's my ancestral obligation right there.
My brother.
What you were talking about in regards to controlling assets just made me think, when you look at drug dealers, that's what they do. They don't own the drugs. It's the cartels that own the drugs. They control the drugs. They control where they go. When you look at those wacky shows like The Walking Dead and stuff, they control assets that they find. They don't necessarily own them, but they control them. So I think that that concept of control versus ownership is extremely important for everyone to understand, because that's just the bill of goods that they sell us as far as the quote-unquote American dream is ownership. But like you said, ownership breeds a certain level of responsibility, and it also breeds accountability in the sense that when they do decide to take things back, which they actually own and not you. Like, even if I look at the house that I live in now, we inherited it from my wife's grandmother. But we really don't own it. It's paid for and everything. Like, it's all we pay is the taxes. But if you don't pay them taxes, they take your house, they take your property. So even when you've already gotten rid of your mortgage, you really don't own your property. You're like, if you own it, you wouldn't have to pay taxes on it. Because if you don't pay taxes on it, they take it from you. So it's all it's a mind game. I call it a mind F. That's the term I usually use. I will be, you know, of course.
Yeah. You're absolutely right, because this is why I always say that you have to know land is a form of money. Food is a form of money, but it's not the most perfect form of money, because food can spoil. You have to be able to land is, in today's economy, you don't really own, unless you have lordial title over the land. That means you got to go into the market and buy the bond. Not every place allows you to do that. You could buy land in Texas, but guess what? You don't own the mineral rights out of that coming out of that. That's already been spoken for by control. And it's so, so important. And if you don't pay your property tax, you'll see who really owns it.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I think there was somebody either on this show or the Cows who actually talked about that. If you don't have the ability to protect that piece of land, you don't own it. And there's not a person I know of in this United Snakes of America that owns any land. Because if they want to come and repossess it, they will come and repossess it, or you're going to have to shoot it out with them. And that's just basically what it's all about. So
We talked about that here on Tando. I said the best way to look at it is with land. If someone comes with a tank and put a tank on your land, that land ain't no longer yours. It's that tank gunner and that tank driver's land.
Exactly. And if you look at, like, the Black Wall Street, they had a Black Wall Street in Durham, North Carolina. You had Tulsa, Oklahoma. There's a slew of them across the country. The biggest mistake, and I believe that Neely Fuller was just so brilliant in his assessment of the fact that we have to look at what we did wrong and clean up those areas where we made mistakes so that we don't make those same mistakes. Every one of those Black Wall Streets, we did not have a military to protect what we thought we owned. And the moment they came in, they took everything they wanted to take. They killed everybody they wanted to take. And we lost it all. And if you look at the so-called Jews of Germany, the first thing that the government did before they started that so-called genocide was they took their guns. They took their ability to defend themselves and protect what was supposedly theirs, and it was never really theirs in the first place because they couldn't protect it. So until we start really understanding that there's a law of the jungle, which is really the laws of nature, and then there's the laws that man create. And like you said, when you allow them to rule, they rule, and they've trained all of us. When you go to school, they are training you on how to accept their system and try to fit somewhere within their system, which should be completely abolished up from the top to the bottom. There's nothing that needs reform. It needs to be completely destroyed and rebuilt from the bottom with reciprocal and equitable balanced abilities of people to function in a positive and correct manner with one another in regards to these things. And until we understand that, that's why I like when every time you say that, ownership versus control, Like, I hope that really sits on the minds of folks who are listening, because that is essential. And once you understand that concept, it's no different than chess or no different than Go. You're controlling. On chess, you're controlling space. You're controlling the actual space on the board. In Go, you're controlling time and space. And that is very, very important, because things change, times change, and situations change based on the time. And there's nothing we can do to avoid that. So once we get that deep understanding of control...
Hold on, Rise. We got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Hold on, real quick. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break, everyone. Hold on, Rise. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We wanted to go back to my brother, Roz. Go ahead, Roz, finish making your point, and then I want to share something with you all. Go ahead, brother.
No problem. I was just going to finish up by saying, if you look at all of those different conflicts that you're speaking about, it's all about control. It's about control of the oil revenue. It's about control of the Silk Road. It's about control of the South Pacific. It's all about control. And let's let that sink in a little bit so we can change our perspective and our paradigm and shift it towards something that's more self-liberating and leading towards sovereignty. Thank you. And I'll mute my line. And thanks again for another great show.
Man, hold on, Rod. Yeah, you're absolutely, absolutely right. And the key, we have to look at the word to repossess. What does that mean? Repossess means is a process from a dictionary standpoint. The process to possess again, regain possession, especially for non-payment of money due. Now, non-payment of money due. See, the system knows the difference between currency and money. They just lie to you. What they're saying is that they get to repossess what they already own. They temporarily allow you to hold something through ownership, but you have no real claim to it, because owners hold nothing. Owners control nothing. Owners are subject to the overall possessor's rules. Those that control have possession of everything that those that own have. Let's say that again. Those that control has possession of everything that those that own have. I want you to really think about that for a minute. What that means is this: when you control something, it will always be a part of your lineage that you can pass down as prosperity. To take re-control of by possessing it at any time. You allow someone else to have the labor intensive and the fiduciary obligation of it, while you reap the overall prosperity benefits from it all. Very, very important. My man Scotty is there. Go ahead, Scotty.
On the topic of controlling things, I was talking to someone else today, and they made a very true statement, and it's a statement that my second cousin, who used to live next door, who died this year, his son now has taken possession or control of that piece of property. But this person today was saying, we don't really own property. We control the property. And I was like, but my cousin, the one that passed away that used to live next door, me and him was talking one day, and he was saying, you don't own nothing in the United States. You don't own no property. We don't own this property. Let us not pay the taxes on this property and see what, how much we own it. And then I was thinking, you know, that's why it's important. I've had been asking, you know, questions. I think last week I mentioned to you about our people who control land, moving it into a nonprofit family land trust so we don't have to pay taxes on it. So then, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah. So that I was just thinking about that while y'all were talking about owning versus controlling. Really, we don't own when we're talking about property, because if you don't pay the property taxes, we'll see who will be in control of it then.
Right, Scott. And here's the catch to it all. When you control it, you dictate the overall rules of it all. You can't own the precious metals. Whoever has it controls it. You have lordial title. Lordial title means you're absent of federal rule. No man can tell you what to do. There are no laws. They always talk about that there was the confiscation of gold and silver in the United States in 1933. That's not really true. That was an executive order that was written that was unenforceable, and it didn't matter that they wrote it. They wrote it so that people will do what? Be in fear and hand over and surrender. Very, very important. There are many different forms of money. Cash is not one. Never will be, never has been. Stocks is not one. Bitcoin is not one. Never has been, never will be. There are forms of money, but there's different, even those forms of money have different limitations and criteria. Land is money. But the key with it all is that you have to control it. If you control it, you're absent of federal rule. But still, even then, let me tell you the power of this whole control thing. Then we got another call of my man Mel we're going to go to. Here's the power of control thing. Who controls the environment right now? And because they control the environment, they give not two hoots and caboodles or something else. If this wasn't a family show, I would say they wouldn't care two hoots and caboodles what you own, because they can easily come in and take what you own. Watch what happens in California when they reflood California into the Great Lake that it used to be. For anybody that's ever lived in California, that drove from Southern California to Northern California by going on the way to I-5, you've seen that you were driving in a dried up lake bed. They will reflood that area where all those homes are, and guess what? Everybody that put all of their energy and everything else into it to own it, they're going to be crying because somebody that controlled it. Mayor Rothschild of the Rothschild Bank, Gurr said, give me control of the money supply. I care not who makes the laws. And what money supplies do you think he meant? If you talk to people nowadays, they would say cash. And then Mayor Rothschild would laugh at you. Yep. They're under my control. It's a huge difference. It's a huge, huge difference. The great creator didn't give you ownership of anything, gave you the ability to control much. Because the great creator deals in money, not in cash. Not in a lie and a deception, but in sustainability. So you could own, so you think, own so many things. But in today's world, when they control the atmosphere, where they can bring in rain, they can bring in drought, and we all think that it's a natural event that's going on. We don't even look at the science that's being used to control us. They don't need to own us anymore. They want to control us. It's more powerful. It's more leverage. Leverage is great until it works against you. We got another caller in queue. Let's go to our brother Mel. Go ahead, Mel.
Man, good day, sir. How you doing?
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. The princess had a question for you. Oh.
The who?
If we were to do, do you think that it's a good idea to do business with China? And if so, how?
Great question, young lady. The princess said, "Do I think it's good to do business with China? And if so, how?" I'm gonna tell you, princess.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you, princess. You are going to do so well in everything. Yes, I think that. It's very important that we not distinguish anyone by what we've been told that we should address them by. What do I mean by that, princess, is that I'm not a respecter of person. And you could be the president of the United States. I still will say sir or ma'am to you. You could be the anything. The janitor of this and that, I still will look you in the eyes and address you as sir or ma'am. I think that you should be doing collective business with everyone that resonates like you, because then there can be a relationship where you both are equally beneficial to each other. I think it's so important that we become and we learn and to reinstitutionalize the art of relationships. Before someone tells you to hate, you're always inspired to look at who you truly are, to always first to love. Never give that up. Never give that control up to anyone. So it doesn't matter where anyone is in any place of the world. The reason why you would want to do business with them is because they are sincere or they're not. They mean to do you well or not. They mean to have something that's fair and beneficial to all. They need you like you need them. I think that should be the criteria. And you are learning that now. And I know that you get it, because when you see people that you in your age group that you first meet and when you were younger, you didn't care about where they were or where they were from. You just wanted to know who they were so that you can see if there was possibly a friendship that you can establish. Never, ever give that up. Protect yourself. Your dad and mom will show you the ways to do that. And never, ever, ever, ever be afraid of anything, because love yourself. And you will flower into the great, great queen that you're going to be. So, yes, I think it's good to do. It's not good to do business with a title. It's great to do business with people and other living things. You can even do business with the birds. You can leave them some seeds and they can give you some songs. So it's so many things. Yes, you should have a relationship with it all. Ma'am, Mel?
Thank you for answering my question.
You're so welcome, sweetheart. Wow. I mean, I'm ready to... I'm done. What?
Drop the mic.
I'm done. Right,
thank
right.
you, brother, man. That's yeah. real, though, and that's what I'm trying to teach us, man, all the youth. And, you know, we have to – it don't matter if it's my baby, your baby, whoever's baby. It's all our babies, man. So, yes, man, thank you very much for answering our question, bro.
Man, Mel, Mike Smoke. Mike Smoke. Much love, much respect. Get with me pretty soon, brother.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Hey, good day.
Yes, yes, Rob, go ahead.
That young sister is so brilliant, man. She made me think of something when you said, when you responded to her about making contracts with the birds. Have you ever heard of a bird called a honey god?
A honey god? No.
The honey god is a bird in Africa at which the black people have developed a relationship with over tens of thousands of years. And that bird specifically will seek out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, wait. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that the one that they give water to and it goes and find the honey for them?
Yeah, it lets them know where the beehive is so that I believe it's the Maasai. They can go and get that honey, and they also give the bird their peace. And also, yeah. There's dolphins that do the same thing. There's certain parts of Africa where the people, local people, have developed a relationship with the dolphins that go back tens of thousands of years. And they actually call the dolphins in from the ocean. The dolphins then respond and herd the fish into the shore for the fishermen to catch.
Yep.
And the fishermen also give them some of their catch. And that relationship has been around for tens of thousands of years, just like the honey god, the relationship with the honey god. So when you're talking about that, you made me think about that, because that young sister is going to be incredible. If she's asking those kind of questions at this age, she's going to be incredible by the time she's like 10. She's just off the chain. So again, Brother Mel, please give that sister a kiss and a hug for me. Tell her Uncle Ross says what's up. And thanks again, Jay. I just wanted to toss that out there because you sparked that memory. As soon as she brought that up, and you say, fuck that memory. Thanks, my brother.
Man, come on, man. It's nothing more valuable, nothing more valuable. Much love. Yes, give a hug and a kiss. And I know Brother Davis, Sister Davis is in queue. So I know if Sister Davis heard it, and I know Brother Davis heard it, you know, I'm not surprised that they jumped on. Brother Davis, Sister Davis.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend, my brother.
Always good to hear a voice of a friend. What's up, Brother Davis?
Yeah, well, first of all, I wanted to comment to young queen. Yeah, one of the greatest things that we can do as adults is to give our attention to a seeking mind. And the best part about that is that we expand their image of themselves in manifold, tenfold. Because when a child speaks, most parents don't hear. But when a child hears, when a child speaks and a parent reacts, and the reaction is positive, there is no greater nutrition than you can give to a child's mind to let them know that their contribution is appreciated. So absolutely, brother, you did the right thing there, without a doubt.
The great father, the great mentor, the great... Brother Davis, well, well said. That is so true. I know that the young queen, the young princess, just inspired us all to really recommit and see what we're really, really all about here. And that's the only thing that really matters is what are we investing forward? And there's nothing for us to fear. So, man, Brother Davis, well, well said, as always. Much love to you and Sister Davis. So, man, how much time? Well, we got to get ready to get out of here. I hate that there was another part, but we'll pick up. There's another part that I wanted to share with you all, and it's so amazing because the young princess hit on it, and we need to change our overall relationships. That's what today's show is going to be about, and we'll get to it tomorrow. So for all of you, remember to the young princess, the first thing that you have to master, well, not have to, but one of the things that I think is important for you to master, young queen, as a princess, so that you can be a great queen, is that you have to master the art of being lonely. And what I mean by that is that fall in love with yourself, and it's difficult not to love, even in spite of pain.
And you're going to have to.
Never, ever, ever. No, you're not lonely. The art of, what I mean by the art of lonely is this, is that find true comfort in being by yourself, because that's where your true talents are that were given to you as a token of love. And when you start to develop that, you will want to help others develop their tokens of love as well. And your relationships will never, ever be soiled or never, ever be stained. You are our great, great embodiment of our future decisions, and we absolutely love you. All right, everyone, that's today's show. Much love, much respect. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure you give one away. It's never goodbye. As always, we will see you later. Much love and much respect. Peace.